USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden visited Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda for the first time in his presidency.
Mr. President, welcome to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Colonel Andrew Barr, the director of the hospital, and it's my distinct honor and privilege to welcome you back to the President's Hospital, the flagship of military medicine. So,
well, you guys have been, as Megan can tell you, it's been a great deal for my family.
Sir.
My son, Bo, after a year in Iraq, came back with stage 4 glioblastoma. He took care of him in his final days with great grace and dignity.
President Biden on Friday met with 5 wounded service members and staff. He also toured the hospital's vaccination clinic. The S&P 500 had its worst week in 3 months. It was down 73 points on Friday. The Dow was off 620 points and the NASDAQ fell 266. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Wade Ellerich for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Could the U.S. slap Russia with sanctions for the poisoning and imprisonment of opposition leader Alexei Navalny?
The new Biden administration is looking over the tense situation with Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming that President Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release Alexei Navalny.
As we have publicly, as our team has repeatedly called for through the course of the last several weeks. In terms of the specifics of the conversation, I don't have any more details for you on that.
Additionally, Biden raised the issue of a recent cyber attack on U.S. companies and government entities. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The brother and several allies of Navalny were ordered under house arrest for 2 months by a court in Moscow on Friday. His supporters have called for rallies again on Sunday and are demanding his release. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets last weekend. Jail cells have been in short supply due to the mass arrests. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The COVID-19 vaccine developed by AstraZeneca was given approval by the European Commission on Friday in what was the final step to allowing the vaccine to be used across Europe. The company is expected to deliver 400 million doses. Scandal is brewing in Philadelphia over the COVID vaccine. USA Radio's Lance Pry digs into the story.
The Philadelphia City Council hired a 9-month-old for-profit startup called PFC, run by Andre Doroshin, to administer COVID-19 vaccines at the Philadelphia Convention Center. PFC is credited with marketing and engineering backgrounds. Andre is the founder of the California High School Rancho Mirage Film Department. More than 60,000 people signed up on the registry. PFC said all of the registration data would be shared with Philadelphia Health Department. PFC lost all the racial and ethnic data of its patients, a glitch they blamed on Amazon Cloud. Oh, did I mention PFC CEO, 22-year-old Andre Doroshin? He was caught taking home unused vaccine doses, presumably for his friends and family. The breakup between PFC and the Philadelphia City Council came after more than 5,000 people received their first vaccines and were planning on receiving their second doses at the convention center. The city plans to reopen the clinic as soon as possible after it finds a new provider. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A nitrogen leak at a poultry plant in northeastern Georgia has killed at least 6 employees. 3 others are said to be in critical condition. Investigators looking into equipment that could have caused that leak. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.